因为主道经文是取于希伯来书第十章第三十九节。
Today's scripture reading comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39.
我哋一齐用中文读，就英文读出。
We will read together first in Chinese, then in English.
希伯来书第十章第三十九节，我哋一齐读。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39. Let us read together. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls.
牧歌兄都有李牧师为我们证道，题目是怀着仰望的信心。
Today's sermon comes from Pastor Andrew and it's entitled Wait in Faith.
Good morning, everyone.
高兴来到大家当中啊，一起去阅读神嘅话，去听佢嘅道。
I'm very pleased to be here among you to worship the Lord.
让我哋一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
求你用你自己话语去带领我哋。
May you use your word to lead us.
因为我哋睇唔见道路。
Because we don't see our paths.
求主你用话语成为明灯，照亮我哋前面嘅路。
May your word be the light upon our path.
求你嘅灵亦都赐能力俾我哋可以跟从你。
That your spirit would give us the power to follow you.
教我哋唔系走喺你前头。
Help us not to run ahead of you.
教我哋。好好咁样跟从。
Teach us to follow you.
祷告奉靠主耶稣名。
We pray all these in your son's name. Amen.
在座当中可能都好熟悉一首嘅诗篇。如果我问大家边首诗篇你最熟，可能你第一句谂到嘅就系诗篇二十三篇。
So when I ask which psalm you are most familiar with,I think most of you would say Psalm 23.
第一句说话可能我哋听过好多好多次，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And the very first verse are probably very familiar to you, that the Lord is our shepherd, that we shall not be in want.
但喺同一首诗里边咧，诗人提到话，我要走过死荫嘅幽谷。
But in the same psalm, the psalmist also mentioned that I will pass through the shadow of the valley of death.
咁所以好多时候唔知大家有冇谂到话，点解我有耶和华作我嘅牧者，我必不致缺乏嘅时候，我仲要走过呢个死荫幽谷咧
？So sometimes we might ask this question: If Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.Why do I need to go through the valley of the shadow of death?
所以有好多时候，基督徒有一种嘅感觉话，信神应该我哋道路就平坦，就好舒畅，生命好好充满喜乐。
So believers sometimes might think that being a Christian, we should have a very smooth path.
但是圣经里面其实不是这样写的。
But the Bible doesn't tell us that.
圣经里面提到说，好像日出之先的时候是最黑的时候。
The Bible does tell us that before the sun rises, that is when it is darkest.
所以要进入神的荣耀之先，圣徒要经历苦难。
Therefore, in order to enter into His glory, we must also suffer.
圣徒要经历呢啲死荫嘅幽谷，但系唔系独自，唔系孤单咁样经历，系牧者耶和华带领我哋。
The saints would need to go through the valley of the shadow of death, but we don't go through it alone because our Lord is with us.
我爸爸媽媽嗰一代咧，佢哋好清楚呢句剛剛話要受苦先至可以進入榮耀呢句説話。
My parents truly understand the meaning of enter into glory, but one must suffer first.
因為佢哋喺打仗二次世界大戰嘅時候出生，經歷好多嘅患難，好多嘅痛苦，先至成長得到成人。
Because they were born around the time of World War II, and they had gone through much tribulations.
来到我这一代呢，我在和平的时候出生的。
When it comes to my generation, we were born in peacetime.
所以打仗只是即在新闻看见，在电视上面见到的，在报纸上面看到的事。
So war to us are what we watch.On different broadcasts or different media.
所以我哋所谓嗰种痛苦咧，唔系好似我哋上一代咁样讲嗰种痛苦。
So when we talk of suffering, it is not the same as the generation before us.
前几日我先至讲起话，我哋提到乜嘢叫痛苦咧，就是、我迟咗一班车，我迟咗十分钟先至可以上到车。
So a few days ago, I was saying, oh, to us, what suffering means is, oh, I just missed my transportation, and now I have to wait.
但其实呢，最近我们有机会都经历一些的痛苦，我们经历了三年多的这个的疫情。
But recently, we did go through suffering, because we had 3 years plus of the pandemic time.
但在这段时候里面，我们发觉一个很痛苦的现实，就是原来我们都准备不够，没有足够的准备。
And naturally, during that time, we had faced this reality that we were not totally prepared.
我们在这个疫情底下，这种困难里面，我们都不知道怎么做。
And we were pretty much caught off guard during the pandemic.
而在这段时候，我看新聞裏面提到在中國原來發現一個很大的問題。
And around the same time, I also had been exposed to news from China that they were also facing some difficulties.
在外界呢，我們以為中國是很興盛、很強的一個國家。
So from outside looking in, we would have thought that China had been prospering.
但是突然间在报纸上面看见说中国的年轻人的失业率是超过 20%。
But then all of a sudden I read in the paper that the unemployment rate in China is over 20%.
这些年轻人这么难就业，他们的生命就是充满失望退丧。
And for the young people, that life has now changed to one that is disappointment.
所以在这几年里面，我们是看到中文呢有些新的名词，一个叫做躺平。躺平。
So recently we hear of Chinese slang that says, especially from the young people, lying flat.
另外一个名词呢，我刚刚才学会的，叫摆烂。
And another slang that was used in China,is let it rot.
即是不单止要躺平，要即系，哎，由佢烂啦。
So not only are they just doing nothing, just lying flat, but they're saying just let everything rot.
所以喺呢两个名词里边，我哋可以睇到中国年轻人佢哋嘅心态系点样。
So from these two slangs, we can see how the young people in China are feeling.
呢啲嘅困难咧，唔单止喺一个我哋。不是住我们在一个遥远的地方，其实在美国我们都见到这些的困难。
So these difficulties are not only happening in a distant land, but here in the US we are also experiencing trials.
我很多熟悉的朋友里面都有好超过半数的失业或者被裁员影响。
Over or about half of people that I know have gone through or are experiencing unemployment or layoffs.
而最近我相信大家都見到物價因為通貨膨脹高得好犀利。
And we have all seen the inflation rates going up.
在這些的困難或者甚至社會的分裂裏面，我們有什麼反應呢？
So how do we respond or react to these kinds of trials?
我朋友的一個孩子，他中學最後一年，他說他不上學了。
My friend's child is in his last year of high school, just announced that he doesn't want to go to school anymore.
他媽媽求他，你可不可以再讀一年？
And the mom begged him to please stay at least one more year.
他說好，但後來發覺原來他只是口頭上說好，他沒有去上學，所以一年之後他媽媽再求他，你可不可以再讀多一年？
Even though the child answered yes, but in fact he hadn't gone back to school. So a year later, his mom asked him the same thing, please stay one more year.
我不認識這位孩子，我不清楚他心裡，但我可以感受到他在心裡很多的痛楚，很多的悲哀。
I don't know the child well, but I can imagine the turmoil that he has inside of him.
我更加感受到作父母的那種的壓力。
And I can also empathize with the pressure that his parents might feel.
所以雖然我們不是在戰爭中出生的，大部分的人。
So many of us were not born during war times.
但是我們都能夠感受到這個地上面的困難、痛楚、艱難。
But we can all empathize with what we experience in terms of pressure and stress and sufferings.
但是作為基督徒，在剛剛所說的這些上面，還有其他人的嘲笑，說你連這些東西都信啊。
And as Christians, we even have added pressure. People would ridicule us and say, oh, you believe in these things?
所以有時我們可能心裏面想，不如我不要告訴別人聽我是基督徒了。
So sometimes we might think, oh no, maybe I shouldn't tell people that I'm a Christian.
哇，那就沒那麼多人議論了。
So then no one would criticize me.
我想請問大家，
耶穌
基督上十字架為基督徒，為信他的人死，是不是就是為了我們會不肯認自己是基督徒呢？
And we might ask, if Jesus died for us on the cross, what does that truly mean? Is that how we ought to apply his blessings?
基督受苦是不是就是想我們不受苦，不追求這個經歷苦難。
So Christ died, does that mean that we don't need to suffer?
保羅說基督徒信神的人要穿起全副的軍裝，是不是我們穿起全副軍裝之後就不認自己是基督徒了？
So Paul does tell us that we need to put on the armor of God, but when we put on the armor of God, does that mean that we don't tell people that we are believers?
所以整本的希伯来书呢，其实个目标就是要讲这个题目。
So the entire book of Hebrews is focused on this particular topic.
希伯来书的读者呢，不是第一代的信徒，他们是大概是第二代、第三代的信徒。
So the readers of the book of Hebrews were not first generation Christians. They were second or even third generation.
因为我们相信希伯来书的作者呢， 他是一个使徒的门徒。
So we believe the author of the book of Hebrews was the disciple of the apostles.
所以呢听众呢希伯来书的听众呢个个都不是亲眼见过耶稣。
Therefore, the audience of the book of Hebrews did not witness firsthand.
耶稣基督所行过的神迹奇事，他上十字架复活，这些都不是读者他们亲眼见过。
So these readers were not first eyewitnesses of the miracles that Jesus performed, the suffering, the death on the cross, and the resurrections were not eyewitnessed by them.
所以对这些当时的第二代、第三代的基督徒来讲，这些经历是一些回忆，是一些他们听到的故事，好像我们今天一样。
So these facts to the second and third generation of Christians back then were only memories, were only things that they have heard of, just like what we are now experiencing. We don't have firsthand.
所以整本希伯来书写的目的就是要再去鼓励这些第二、第三代或者现代的信徒，我们的救赎，神的救赎未完成，我们仍要继续，仍要去完成，完成而进入神的荣耀里面。
So the the author of Hebrews is telling the second, third generation, and also generations future like us, that to remind us that there is an unfinished story of redemption.
咁呢个亦都系点解保罗头先我提到话，保罗叫我哋穿起全副嘅军装，因为这一场仗未打完，这个救赎未完成。
And that's why Paul wants to remind us that we need to put on the armor of God because the battle is not yet over.
我想大家再看一看希伯来书第十章的第三十九节。
So I want you to take a look once again at Hebrews 10:39.
我先读一次中文，请Kathy 读英文。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls.
我想先解释一下呢一节里边有几个字，我哋可能喺读嘅时候唔系好留意。
I want to bring your attention to a few words in this verse because we may not have noticed them before.
第一，我想提一提退后这个字。
So I want to highlight the word shrink back.
如果我们从一个行军打仗的角度去看这个字的时候，退后，如果在打紧仗的时候你退后的意思就是你逃跑，你转身逃跑。
So if we look at it on a military term, shrink back would mean that you are retreating, you are trying to escape.
如果作为一个信仰的角度去看这个字，退后的意思就是你抛弃你的信仰，抛弃你所信，抛弃你所依靠，抛弃神，转身走，离开这个的信仰。
And in terms of faith, shrink back is that you are abandoning your faith.
所以希伯来书的作者说，你退后，你抛弃，你放弃你的信靠的时候，你就会进入沉沦，进入圣经所说你仍然在你的罪里面的时候，你只会有一个永远的死亡。
So that the author of Hebrews was saying that if you shrink back, if you give up, if you abandon your faith, you are going to be destroyed.
第二句说话，或者我想讲一讲的第二句说话里面的这个字，信心。
And also in the same verse, there's this word, faith.
可能 講英文的人，我們不會這樣想，但是我在從小呢接受基督教信仰的時候呢，我經常聽到一句說話，你信了啦，你就得救。
So I remember as I was growing up, often in my culture, people would tell me that, that when you are saved, you are...
When you are saved, you will be... When you believe, you will be saved.
When you believe, you will be saved.
但是在中文呢就缺乏了一個字，你信耶穌你得救。我經常聽到那句說話就是，你信了啦，你就得救。信了什麼呢？
Okay, so when you believe, you'll be saved. But in Chinese, we often leave out whom do you have faith in. When you have faith in Christ, you will be saved.
所以當我們看今天這一節的經文，那裡說有信心就以致靈魂得救，我們可能會有一種的誤會，就是我有信心，我信啦，那我就靈魂得救了。
So when we come to this verse and we say that when you have faith, your souls would be preserved, and you say, "Oh, I have faith, so I'm going to be okay."
好似我哋心目中有一种嘅概念，一种我哋叫做信心嘅概念咧，就可以保存我哋，让我哋得救。
So that when we think that we have this concept of faith, then we will be saved and be preserved.
但系其實如果我們看整本希伯來書的裡面講的，都是信耶穌，信靠耶穌我們會得救。
But when we look at the whole book of Hebrews, through it, the whole book, when you have faith, it's faith in Christ.
所以我們不是靠我們的信去得救，而是我們靠耶穌基督，我們信靠依靠祂去得救。
So it's not just that we have faith in something, but it's that we rely on and depend on and trust in and believe in Christ.
所以因为咁嘅缘故咧，我哋唔退后。
So it is because of that reason that we will not shrink back.
咁所以我想今日嘅讲道咧，我想去同大家去考虑三点。
So today I want to look at three points.
第一点是我哋如果我哋有信靠耶稣嘅呢个嘅心嘅时候，我哋就唔会惧怕人。
Firstly, when we have the faith in Christ, then we will not fear man.
第二点，我哋有神作我哋嘅盾牌。
And secondly, that we have God as our shield.
第三點，若果我哋唔退後嘅相反，就係我哋繼續前進，我哋要進入神所應許俾我哋嗰種嘅榮耀得救。
Thirdly, if we don't shrink back or retreat, we will go forward and have this race for eternal life.
要去解釋第一點，我想帶出一段嘅經文俾大家去思考下。
So to explain the first point, I'd like to look at this particular scripture.
在撒母耳記的前書的第十三章裡面，我們看到這個故事。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 13, we see this story.
在一方面有非利士人來攻打以色列。
On one hand, there are the Philistines who are invading, attacking the Israel.
而在另外一面，以色列他们排好晒阵出来去保卫家园。
And on the other side are the Israelites who are getting ready for battle.
在这段的经文，如果大家有机会回去看一看的时候，你看到那个人数上面的悬殊很大的。一边呢，非利士人成千上万，好像沙一样那么多来攻打以色列。
And you can see a great contrast in this picture that the Philistines are numerous in their numbers.
圣经上面就提到好像沙一样那么多，但是在另外一面，在以色列的众人当中，他们只是数得到多少个人，只有几百人。
And so the Philistines were like sands, they're so numerous. But on the other side, the Israelites were just countable, right? That's only in the hundreds.
但係嚟到呢段經文嘅時候，我哋點解睇見哇？佢哋對方咁多人，點解佢哋仲排好陣勢，仲未開始打嘅咧？
So we see in this particular scripture, if the Philistines had so outnumbered the Israelites, why were they not attacking right away?
因為原來腓利斯人懼怕耶和華神，以色列係出咗名有神代佢哋打仗嘅。That
was because the Philistines were afraid of the Jehovah God of Israel, because God had always been reputed to be on the side of the Israelites.
但係我哋嚟到嗰一章撒母耳記上嘅第十三章嘅中間嘅時候，我哋就嚟到呢兩節經文。我想我哋一齊去考慮下呢兩節經文。Then
in chapter 13 of 1 Samuel, we come to these verses.
第八同第九節，掃羅係當時以色列嘅王嚇。 掃羅照著撒母耳所定嘅日期等咗七日，但撒母耳還沒有來到吉甲，眾人就離開掃羅，散去了。掃羅說：你們把燔祭和平安祭帶到我這裏來，他就獻上燔祭。Verses
8-9 Saul, who was the king of Israel back then, Saul waited 7 days, the time appointed by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattering from him. So Saul said, bring the burnt offering here to me, and the peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offering.
大家可能不是很熟悉当中讲的几个名词。扫罗就是以色列的王，撒母耳就是当时的神的先知。So
Saul was the king of Israel back then, and Samuel was the prophet.
而吉甲就是他们当时聚集要对阵的这个地方。And
Gilgal was the place of battle.
扫罗在等先知，等神的代表来到献祭，他和他的军队这几百人一起等了七日。So
King Saul was waiting for Samuel, the prophet representing God, to come to give the offering.
那他们等了七日，然后七日这个撒母耳都未来到，所以呢，我们看到当时的人就想散去了。So
they actually waited 7 days for Samuel, and Samuel hadn't come. And so the Israelites were about to be scattering.
其實這裡所說的散去就是我們今天想說的退後，大家看到神的使者不來，是不是神不來呢？神不來，我們怎麼打，不如走吧。So
the word scattering in this verse is exactly what we had read in Hebrews, shrink back. So the people were thinking, if Samuel is not coming, God is not coming, how are we going to fight?
在這個時候，這個掃羅 做了什么事啊?
So at this time, what did King Saul do?
他说不用等神的先知了。So
he was saying, no, we don't need to wait for the prophet of God.
我来献祭。Let
me go and make the offering.
我们献完祭，我们就即使有神和我们同在，我们就可以去打了。So
after this offering, then that means that God is with us and we can go into battle.
大家看不看到个问题啊?
So do you see where the problem is?
他是不是在依靠神啊?
Is Saul still depending on God?
他叫大家不如你们不要走了，不如望住我得了，我就是你们要依靠那个英雄，我会带你们进入战场。So
he is essentially giving the message of saying, oh, you don't need to wait for God, just look at me, I'm going to deliver you.
我第一點想講的就是懼怕人。First
point is fear of man.
懼怕人會影響我們，讓我們對神的信靠會有改變。Fear
of man can impact us, can impact our trust in God.
第一件事，我哋见到个当时嘅军队，佢哋见到对方咁多咁多嘅战士嘅时候，佢哋开始惧怕。
And when the Israelite army sees all these people, all these Philistine fighting men, they were afraid.
而第二件事，扫罗见到呢啲嘅人开始惧怕，佢同时都开始担忧，神系咪嚟噶？神嘅使者系咪会嚟噶？
So when Saul saw that his men were afraid, he became concerned and saying, "Well, is God truly coming?"
其实我哋个个人都可以有呢有同样嘅惧怕，但系系咪代表我哋就应该个个都转身走咧？
So lots of time we probably would encounter fear, but does that mean we are all going to shrink back and scatter?
喺惧怕人嘅时候，我哋会唔会失去信靠？
When we have this fear of men, are we going to lose our faith?
而扫罗做咗一件事咧，我谂咗一阵，我有一个嘅方法去俾大家去思考下佢扫罗所做嘅呢件事嘅荒唐啊。
So I want to give you an illustration in terms of the ridiculousness of what Saul had done.
我希望大家可以去到睇见只杯嗰个 slide。
So can we go to the slide with the cup?
系，大家听过有冇人自己为自己施洗噶
？Have you ever heard of anyone who would baptize himself or herself?
冇啊，我听过。
No, right? But I have heard of it.
我听过一个朋友话佢识嘅一个人，佢喺佢自己嘅浴室里边代自己洗礼。
So I have heard of a friend whose friend had baptized himself in his own home.
嗱，你听到都觉得有冇搞错啊
？So when you hear that, you say, "What? Are you kidding?"
你自己，我日日都冲凉啦。咁呢个系咪叫做洗礼啊
？So he actually baptized himself in the bathroom, but we would say.Well, you know, I take a bath every day, so does that mean I'm baptizing myself every day?
洗礼嘅意思系我哋嚟到神面前求神洁净我哋，唔系我哋自己用自己嘅方法去洁净自己。
So when the one of the meanings of baptism is that we are asking God to cleanse us, not us cleansing ourselves.
如果我哋可以自己洁净自己，然后得救嘅话，我哋唔需要神。
If we could cleanse ourselves and achieve salvation, we don't need God.
扫罗喺呢个时候所作嘅就系好似拎起杯水嚟洁净自己一样咁愚蠢嘅事。
So what King Saul did was just as ridiculous as if you were pouring water onto yourself and baptizing yourself.
佢应该等候神去祝福以色列嘅军队，让这些人可以在战争里面经历神的大能。
He should have waited for God's blessing for his men so that they can experience trusting the Lord's power.
但是他在这个时候他开始见到惊慌，他自己开始惊慌的时候，他就说等我来了。
But at this time, Saul saw the fear of his men and he said, so why?Let me just do it.
好像佢靠着佢嘅能力就可以将神嘅祝福带到嚟人嘅当中。
So as if he could just rely on his own power to bring God's blessing.
佢嘅信心唔系放喺神身上。
His faith was not placed on God.
正如我哋头先所讲，信咗唔系一定得救，要睇下信边一个。
So just like what I had just had mentioned earlier, faith alone is not going to save you. It is faith in whom? Faith in God.
所以诗篇一百一十五篇第十一节呢一只杯之前嗰一个嘅 slide 上面讲到，你们敬畏耶和华的要倚靠耶和华，他是你们的帮助和你们的盾牌。
So in Psalm 115 verse 11, you who fear the Lord.Trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield.
今天呢，我哋都唔好讲经常，我哋都有时候见到一种好似扫罗一样嘅信心。 我想俾幾個例子大家。
I want to give you some examples of faith that are similar to what King Saul had exhibited.
那掃羅當天佢見到對方腓利士人咁強大，咁所以佢就有懼怕人嘅感覺。
So when Saul saw the Philistine army, he had fear.
那佢就用佢自己嘅方法去鼓勵以色列嘅軍隊去參與呢個戰爭。
And so he used his own method to encourage his men.
那今日我哋見到有好多時候基督徒見到，哇，好多人反對呢個福音，佢哋唔信有神蹟呢一件事，佢哋唔信有地獄，唔信佢哋自己有犯罪。
And just like now, we see people who are against the gospel, and they don't believe in the message of the gospel.
Particularly, non-believers who do not accept miracles, do not accept that there's something called sin or hell. 所以有一啲嘅基督徒，佢哋就決定，不如我哋就講神是愛，因為神是愛，人人得救。
So some people were saying, okay, so maybe we should just say God is love, and because of that, we're going to be saved.
如果我哋講嘅福音只係神是愛，人人得救，呢個係咪耶穌基督去十字架為我哋死嘅福音？
And if we only believe in that, that only that God is love, and that's through that that we can be saved, are we truly believing in Him?
若果我哋信，因為神愛人愛世人，所以人人得救嘅話，我哋仲需唔需要去依靠耶穌？仲需唔需要跟從佢
？And if we believe that God loves the world, and therefore that everybody is going to be saved.And so we don't need to go out and share the gospel.
因為懼怕人，今天好多時候所謂嘅傳福音變成另外一種嘅福音。
Because of the fear of men, the idea of going out to share the gospel had changed.
有另外一種嘅福音，今日亦都係好普遍聽到嘅，就係、是、哦，信神咧，你就會事事順利，你會今天今日就會得到神嘅祝福，神嘅一切豐盛都會喺你嘅身上去實現。
And there's another misconception out there that if you believe in God, everything is going to be smooth going.
呢種嘅福音我哋。在電視經常看見，如果你今天不來崇拜，你開電視看的話，你會聽到這些叫做prosperity gospel， 成功神學。
This kind of gospel can be seen in a lot of televangelism, and that is called the prosperity gospel.
有一位朋友，他跟另外一位失業的基督徒說，你信神嗎？你聽日就會揾到工噶啦，你後日會唔單止揾到工，你就成為嗰間公司嘅總裁噶啦。
So someone was saying to his friend who had just lost his job to say, if you believe in God, you're going to find a job tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow, you're going to be the CEO.
那呢一啲嘅人讲呢一啲嘅福音，佢哋系咪真系惧怕神噶？佢哋唔系惧怕神，佢哋只系惧怕人。
So the person who shared this kind of gospel, is he in fear? Does he fear God or does he fear man?
我想请问大家，我哋系咪让惧怕人？去阻擾咗我哋對神嘅信靠，蒙蔽咗我哋眼睛，睇唔見神啊。
So I want to ask that because of our fear of men, has that veiled our eyes to God?
所以嚟到我哋第二點， 若果我们真是信神的话，我们应该是依靠祂，神是我们的盾牌。
So we come to our second point. If we truly have faith in God, we will go to God because God is our shield.
圣经里面最出名的一个战士就是大卫王。
And in the Bible, the most famous fighter is King David.
所谓的英雄呢，在圣经里面最大的英雄差不多对在以色列人的眼中就是大卫王。
So, in the eyes of the Israelites, King David was the greatest hero.
但是同时大卫王也都作了很多的诗篇，我们可以从他的诗里面见到他的心声。
And King David also had written many psalms, and from those psalms we can see how he feels.
那第一首我们想看一看的就是诗篇28章。
So we want to look at first Psalm 28.
耶和华是应当称颂的，因为他听了我恳求的声音。耶和华是我的力量，是我的盾牌，我的心依靠他，我就得到帮助。
Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped.
我们看到在大卫王遇见这个困难，遇见挑战的时候，他第一件事不是说，哎，我很厉害的，不是这样的意思。
So when we see King David, when he encounters difficulties and challenges, he doesn't say, oh, I'm the best.
他恳求耶和华。
He would plead with Jehovah.
不是我是我自己的力量，是耶和华是我的力量，是我的盾牌。
I am not my own strength, but God is my strength, is my shield.
我们看到一个的战士，他不是自己鼓起勇气，而是他跪下祷告。
So we see this warrior who does not tout his own might, but he stooped down and prayed to God.
第二段经文，诗篇三十一篇第二十三、二十四节：耶和华的圣民啊，你们都要爱他。耶和华保护诚实人，足足报应行事骄傲的人。凡仰望耶和华的人，你们都要壮胆，坚固你们的心。
Psalm 31:23-24. Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful.But abundantly repays the one who acts in pride. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord.
第一件事，我哋见到大卫王鼓励信靠神嘅圣民咧，佢哋唔好行事骄傲。
And King David encourages the saints to not act in pride.
第二件事，他说要仰望耶和华。
And secondly, he asked them to wait for the Lord.
所以仰望在中文的意思呢，就跟英文说等候是一样。
So in the Chinese translation, phrase look up is actually the same as wait for the Lord.
所以对大卫来说，在要坚固、要壮胆、要坚固自己的心的时候，就是应该是等候耶和华、仰望耶和华的时候。
So to King David, the time when he needs to be strengthened is when he needs to wait and look up to the Lord.
大家留意一下，我们今天初初讲到的就是，见到困难而退后的，神不喜悦这些人；但是见到困难、祷告、等候的，神是神所喜悦的。
So God is not pleased when we see trials and we shrink back. But God is pleased when we see trials and we wait for the Lord.
第三段的经文我想给大家看的，这段的经文可能大家也都很熟的，以赛亚书第53章第5和第7节。因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像 羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
So we come to this familiar passage, Isaiah 53, verses 5 and verse 7. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearer is silent.So he opened not his mouth.
在这里我们第一件事看见耶稣基督的沉默，他不开口，在困难，在痛苦里面，他依然缄默。
So here we see Jesus' silence when he was faced with suffering, when he was faced with trials. His mouth was silent.
他在这里等候，他也在这里祷告，他都在这里倚靠耶和华。
He was waiting, he was praying, and he was relying on Jehovah.
在这个时候，他不是行事骄傲的人。
And at this time, he is not someone who acts out of pride.
但是第二件事我想提到的是，当耶稣基督遇难的时候，是他代着我们受着鞭伤，代着我们受神的刑罚。
When Jesus was afflicted, he was actually doing that for us. He took upon himself all those punishment that we were supposed to face.
因为耶稣基督所受的痛楚，我们可以依靠神，我们可以有神作我们的盾牌，因为我们不需要惧怕神要用愤怒惩罚我们，我们可以依靠神，祂因着基督的受难受苦，而让我们得到神的爱。
Because of Jesus' suffering, we can come to God, and He would be our shield. Because of His death, we don't need to suffer the punishment.
所以这里呢，我们看到耶稣基督他不开口，甚至乎他又任人鞭打，任人去鞭伤，他不做这个，我们用英文的 term 叫做 passive obedience， 是不妄动的服从。
So we see here that Jesus was silent when he was afflicted, when he was whipped.And in English, this is a passive obedience.
同樣，基督徒我們都可以去學習這個功課，在困難，在受難裡面，我們去學習去依靠，我們學習去仰望和等候。
So we, while in trials, can follow the example of our Lord, that when we see trials, we need to be depending on God and not and be silent.
因为神是我们的盾牌。
Because God is our shield.
但除了这个不妄动的服从之外，还有另外一种的主动的服从。
And in addition to this passive obedient, there is a more active one.
而这个也是希伯来书作者很想跟当时的信徒，亦都包括今日嘅信徒所讲嘅事，喺呢个困难，喺个痛楚里边嘅时候，我哋要仰望耶稣基督，我哋要走呢个永生嘅长跑。
And it is what the author of Hebrews is exhorting us to do, that when we are faced with trials, we need to be in this race for eternal joy.
我哋嚟读一读呢个希伯来书第十二章第一同第二节。我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，全心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
这两节里面我们看见我刚刚所讲的主动的跟从的样式是怎么样。
And in these two verses, we see what an active obedience is like.
当我们知道耶稣基督已经走完他要走的路，他已经成就了救赎的功的时候，我们可以有信心去依靠他，可以有信心知道神是我们的盾牌。
So when we see that Jesus had fulfilled what he was sent here to do by his Father, we now have this faith to trust in him.
在我们知道这两样刚刚所讲的，神是我们的盾牌。 耶稣基督是成就了救赎的时候，我们不是就坐在这里，我们不是就是静止，不是静是等候。这里讲到我们有全心忍耐的同时，我们仰望神的时候，我们奔那摆在我们面前的这个道路。So
when we see the point of God being our shield and that
Sorry. 我講得太詳細。 When we know Christ has finished his work, when we know that the redemption is accomplished, when we know that God is our shield, we don't just sit there. While we wait, we run the road that is ahead of us. 因為耶穌基督要帶領我們走過死蔭幽谷，是嗎？如果我們不行的話，他怎麼帶領我們走過死蔭幽谷呢？
So that is because Jesus leads us to go through the shadow of the valley of death.
所以我想用最後兩分鐘跟大家講一個我其實兩次講到之前想講的話。So
the couple of minutes that we have left, I wanted to reiterate something that I had said a few weeks before.
在兩個月前我們看耶利米書第29章。
And Jeremiah chapter 29.
當時的以色列民他們被放逐去了巴比倫，而耶利米先知帶神的話語臨到他們。
And the Israelites were exiled, and the prophet Jeremiah brought a word of the Lord.
这个神从神而来的讯息就是说，你们要好好地在你们所住的地方去继续生活，继续地去作神的子民。And
the word that was from God, spoken by Jeremiah, was that while you're in exile, you need to live as if you are going to prosper that land.
因为神说，再过70年，我就会带你们进入应许，你们会从这个被放逐的地方，回到去属神的地方。Because
God promised them that in 70 years, you're going to be out of exile, you're going to be returning back to your homeland.
因为神说，我要我的民有盼望，有这个指望，知道70年期一到，神的应许就成就。
Because my people will have this hope that in 70 years, this promise of mine will be fulfilled.
但是在这70年里面，神怎么样去指引他的民呢？
But in this interim 70 years, how is God leading his people?
他叫他的民在这个异地，这个被放逐的地方，你们要去为这个城市去祷告，求平安给这个城市，因为 当你这个城市得平安的时候，你同样得平安。They
were being exalted that while you are here in this land of your exile, that you are to pray for this land. Because when they prosper, you are going to prosper.
所以同样，这个就是我今天对大家的鼓励。当我们在这里 以信心仰望我们主耶和华的时候，我们的信心要是活泼的，我们不是只是爱自己，不是只是关心我们自己，不是只是关心我们惧怕的事，我们关心的是神所关心的事。
So that the same applies to us, that we need to have this active obedience, that we need to wait and hope and actively be participants.
但愿因为我们努力去追求的时候，我们都一起去同享神的荣耀，让我们一起祷告。
That we will together glorify the Lord. Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，你的荣耀就是摆在面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, your glory is right before us.
基督是我们的牧者，他在前面招手。
Our Christ is our shepherd, and he is leading us.
主啊，求你教我们以信心跟从。
Lord, teach us to have faith in you and follow.
不单止我们，主啊，求你带领更多更多的人来到你面前，得着主你所应许的救赎丰盛。
Not just alone, but that you will lead many, many people to come and be the recipients of your salvation.
为到我们周围的在鼓励我们的声音，那些不是可能已经不再在我们当中的人，我们向你感谢。
For the many encouragements that were left among brothers and sisters who might who have moved on among us, but these encouragement, let that be reminder for us.
因为当我们想到这些的声闻的时候，主你要用这些声闻的声音去继续鼓励我们往前奔跑。
Because as we think of these saints, you're using them to encourage us to continue this race.
主，靠着你教我们不会退后。
Because we can depend on you so that we do not shrink back.
祷告奉靠主耶稣名。
We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.